The Medicare bill being negotiated by the House and Senate would cover a lot more than prescription drugs. It would expand coverage of preventive services such as physical exams and cholesterol screening, but it also would impose some new costs that beneficiaries might not find so appealing. And it could make income information available to private insurance companies, NPR's Julie Robner reports.
One provision of the House Medicare bill would make higher income beneficiaries pay more for their prescription drugs before Medicare coverage would kick in for those with the biggest bills. It's controversial partly because it would vary the benefit according to income. But Tricia Newman of the Kaiser Family Foundation says there's another problem. Beneficiaries' income information would have to be made available to the private plans that will run the new benefit so they'll know when to start paying.
Plans would need to know what their new level is, which would be based on their income.
Private plans would also need to know the incomes of those who earn very little because they would be eligible for special subsidies under a new drug discount card program. Jeff Lemieux of the Progressive Policy Institute, a centrist Democratic think tank, says he doesn't have a problem in general with making the wealthier pay more for Medicare.
But the idea of having the insurance company have to learn and the government have to learn what your income is to decide what benefits you get is really problematic.
Lemieux says it makes more sense to make the wealthier pay higher premiums rather than vary the size of the benefit. But Connecticut Republican Congresswoman Nancy Johnson says private companies wouldn't necessarily have to get income information directly. The program could rely on a modified honor system.
Let people self-attest, and if they use once they use the catastrophic coverage, then that would be easily automatically computer-checked against their last returns.
Newman of the Kaiser Foundation says there are other potential problems with the drug program. One is that it would require seniors to stay in the same prescription drug plan for an entire year, but it wouldn't require the plan to continue to cover the same drugs.
So a senior might find themselves in a plan because it was covering a certain drug and find that that drug is not covered as the year moves on.
And it's not only the drug portion of the bill that could include some rude surprises. Other provisions of the bill would increase Medicare's annual deductible for its outpatient program and index it for inflation. The deductible's been set at a flat $100 since 1991. The House bill would impose copayments for home health services, which are currently free, while the Senate bill would require patients to pay a portion of the cost of some laboratory tests. Newman says that so far, the beneficiary cost increases have attracted little attention, but that could change.
These are issues that have come up in the past and have been fairly controversial and have been met with fairly strong opposition. So although people aren't focusing too much on those provisions today, when they're implemented, seniors may not be so happy.
Connecticut Congresswoman Johnson, however, defends the changes as necessary to shore up Medicare's struggling finances.
We have got to use our Medicare dollars more wisely. There's no question about that. The system is galloping toward outstripping its resources in the near future. I mean, within 10 years, we're in very serious trouble, and that's without prescription drugs.
Johnson says she supports more help for those seniors with modest incomes.
But, you know, there are also a lot of seniors that have second homes, that have yachts, that live in gated communities. I mean, that's true, just true. And I think we need to begin to think about, can't they make the same effort toward their health coverage as they did when they were employed?
Both Congresswoman Johnson and Lemieux of the Progressive Policy Institute say it's important that beneficiaries pay something towards all of their own care, if only to help people realize it's not free. But raising costs for the elderly in a bill that's being touted as providing new benefits could prove perilous politics. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.